Chapter 26. Queen Aquafin. The entire court showered her with compliments.
"It's beautiful, your majesty," gushed the seahorse.
"It's so you," agreed the octopus.
"Simply stunning," said the smiling shark.
Queen Aquafin silenced them with a thumb of the tail. Then she shot me a coy smile.
"Why, knight, this is a perfectly adorable gift.
I bowed my head. "Well, glad you like it. I was actually wondering if you could grant us the permission to travel through your realm to the kingdom of the dragons," I said.
Queen Aquafin looked me over from head to tail. Then she slapped her hand on the empty throne beside her.
"You're too adorable to read right away. Sit down here," she commanded.
"I'm bored again. I am honored by your offer, but I really need to get going."
I squeaked. Queen Aquafin shot me a look.
"You don't think you can swim away from me like that, do you? I'll be the one to tell you when you can leave. Then tell me an adorable story, or I'll feed you to the carnivorous clams," she ordered.
I chewed my whiskers. "How about a fairy tale?" I offered.
Queen Aquafin clapped her hands in delight.
"Just make sure it's adorable," she warned, "or those clams are romantic tonight."
I swallowed and began to tell the story. The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen. Once upon a time, there was a little mermaid with the sweetest voice. She lived with the sisters at the bottom of the sea. One day, during a bad storm, the little mermaid saw a handsome prince about to drown among the waves. She saved him and brought the unconscious prince to the beach. She had fallen deeply in love with him. But of course, being a mermaid, she could never live on land. In desperation, she went to the wicked sea witch, who made this proposition.
"I must transform your fishtail into a pair of legs, so you can walk on dry land and look for the one you love. But in exchange, you will have to give me your voice. If the prince does not marry you within a year, you will disappear and become sea foam."
The little mermaid was deeply in love with the new prince, so she accepted the proposal. With her new legs, she ran to the prince's castle. Because she had no voice, she could not tell him that she was the one who had saved him. A year went by, and the little mermaid grew more and more unhappy. She was about to lose every hope when her sisters came to her aid. They had cut their hair. They had cut their beautiful, long, golden hair and given it to the sea witch in return for the lost voice of the little mermaid. The maiden, who could now speak, explained to the prince what had happened. Grateful and in love, he married her, and the two lived happily ever after. When I finished, Queen Aquafin squealed with joy.
"Oh, what an adorable story," she cried. "Listen up, creatures. I've decided this mouse is too adorable to let go. I'm going to marry him and keep him here with me forever. Now I must have the most adorable wedding. I want a bouquet of sea anemones, and a gown studded with pearls, a dazzling crown, and a wedding carriage drawn by 1,000 snow-white dolphins.
And I want it all by tomorrow,"
a tiny lobster tried to protest.
"But, your majesty, we cannot do it all by tomorrow."
Queen Aquafin swished her tail with irritation.
"Just do what I say," she roared.
While the sea creatures were arguing, Scribblehopper and I made a mad dash for the coral stairs. But the queen of the mermaid noticed right away.
"Come back here, or I'll turn you into fish stew," she shrieked.